Hello, one and all, and welcome to the first official episode of the Fifth Trooper Podcast. I am Owen, and I am joined with my wonderful co-host here, Isaac. Isaac, what's up?
Hello, I'm glad to be here in the flesh, despite automobile accidents and whatnot. I'm out of the hospital, glad to be back, and excited to join in and talk some Legion here.
Yes, we are excited to have you here. We're happy that you are feeling a little bit better. Two weeks ago, everybody heard about my intro and my knowledge of Legion and who I am. So let's give the listeners at home a little bit about yourself, sir. Just, you know, when did you start playing? You know, who are you, Isaac?
It's a loaded question, but yes, I'm Isaac. I started playing when I was in college, so kind of around when the original Clone Wars starter set came out in 2019. It's like the first thing I saw on the shelves. I was like playing Friday Night Magic or something, and saw it on the shelf, and hook, line, and sinker, I'm here still today, so love that. And I'm locally based in the Rochester area, so we have a great community here. It's called Rochester Raiders. We play at a store called Millennium Games down the road. It's awesome. Also, have to do a sweet community plug, because all of our local players put together a GoFundMe for me after they heard about the accident, and there's like a care package they assembled for me, and I think that's just a huge testament to like how wonderful just miniature gaming communities in general can be, and Legion specifically. Like this was a mix of Legion and Middle Earth, but both adjacent crowds, and so it was a really sweet moment. Made me feel very made my heart overflow with love and all the good feelings, so thank you to you guys. But I'm really passionate about community building, bringing people together to play these games, because the relationships and things that you form with this is it's a thing that like separates, I feel like, from a lot of other hobbies. Just because, like, I mean, I love PC games, I love like video games and stuff, but there's something about getting face to face with people and getting to actually throw dice, talk to people about their life, and have fun while you're doing it as well. So that's what it's all about. But yep.
The community is fantastic. That is why I wanted to do a podcast for the Star Wars Legion so much versus everything else that I'm also very passionate about. Is just the community has been absolutely fantastic. Like, just the nicest people I have ever met, and people that just love being nerds. And so I'm glad that we can all do that together. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, the local nerds by you are helping you out and supporting you. And I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it was very sweet. It was the most pleasant of surprises. So I didn't expect that, but they really went above and beyond, and extremely grateful to them. It really lifted my spirits in a trying time. So, the factions that I play. So, saw the Clone Wars core set. So, Gar was my first love. Love the boys in blue, 501st, 212th. That's my jam. But I grew up on the Clone Wars series, so that's a lot why I'm invested in that faction as much. But I do play all the factions though. So I do have a little bit of everything. I can usually field most armies. I had a stint where I ran Shadow Collective for a while, and I like Imperial Remnant a lot as well. And currently experimenting a lot with Echo Base and Blizzard Force for my Empire stuff right now. So that's a great time there. And that's pretty much me. That's where I'm at with Legion. I missed our GT locally, so I don't have any like battle report stuff, unfortunately. But
that's okay.
This is where we're at.
We're happy that you're here. You know,
me too.
we will take that. I'm glad that you are feeling better. You did say that the immobilized tokens are gone.
Not entirely. I would say that like I used to be like speed 3 Yoda, and now I'm like the Yoda with the cane, literally. So I kind of hobble around with the cane right now. So I'm stuck in speed 1, but hopefully improving soon.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that you are at least doing a little bit better, and that, you know, there's still some recovery that needs to happen, and that maybe some of that recovery can be done painting a plethora of models that have been announced.
I've been, yes. Good segue.
I guess not really announced. We knew that they were coming, but now we know when. And so I wanted to go through this list of all of the things that are upcoming, which might possibly be for the rest of the year. To be honest, this goes all the way out to November, so I'm going to be very surprised if they add anything after that. Like, they definitely could, but it does seem like, from what we know from Adepticon and looking at the Q1 2026 stuff, like, I don't know, I think technically, depending on when they start that, that could be in December, and so we could see one or two of those things drop, like, right before the holiday season hits. But I'm pretty sure this is it for all of 2025.
Yeah, I know last year they didn't, because we were all, like, kind of chuckling, at least locally. They were like, oh, there's nothing new for Christmas. But I think they usually try to get everything out in November, and that's kind of like the last push. Everybody sort of chills out for December, then quarter one. But they could change that this year.
Yeah.
So
do
not take my word as gospel for AMG. So.
Yeah. I don't know their release schedule. They could try to sneak something in. Maybe. Is just everything that has been talked about and given dates on the Asmodee North American store recently. I figured that we would go through this, but much like the professor in Magic goes through and wonders if many Magic the Gathering players ask the question if any of these things are worth it, we're gonna ask that same question here for Legion players. And so we're gonna play a little game with this. It's gonna be sigh or buy. So every single release that's coming out here, as we go through it and talk about them, we will give a sigh of just kind of like, it's a thing, or buy as like, yes. We also will probably have caveats to this, because I also do want to talk about who these are for, and there definitely will probably be things that will be buy for brand new players that will not be buy for established players, and vice versa. There's probably going to be some buys for some established players, or some maybe buys for some established players that newer players, you don't have to worry about. So new players, welcome. This list is also for you, and everyone who's been here. Awesome.
The people's list.
Yeah, we're covering it all. And so starting first off, right off the bat here, in just a short couple of weeks, we're going to have the AA5, the bus, the Rebel bus. We're going to have the bus coming out in August 15th at 75 crisp US dollars. It is not a remodel. This is the same sculpt that they currently have. They're just putting it in brand new packaging. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you already have it, don't go buy another one unless you just love AA5s. But you can run two of them, I believe. I don't think there's any list to let you splice up the three yet. But I know AA5 is a solid unit. You got door gunners you can put on them now, so that's a lot of fun. If you like rebel shenanigans and doing like little KG things with like blocking paths off and being able to like do sneaky things with like fleet troopers or like close range units like op loot, things like that, AA5s are great. I'm not resident rebel player, so Owen, you could probably speak a little bit more to this, but when I build a rebel list, at least, I'm usually always slotting at least one in. I've been messing around with some double bus stuff too.
I can't find buses, so I'm excited that this exists, so that way buses will be out there.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I also just not from a player standpoint, but from a design design aspect, I don't like the way that they look, and so I don't want to buy them.
You don't like the Winnebago? You know?
I don't like the Winnebago. And so I definitely do, however, think that this is a buy. If you don't have these, or as you said, you know, if you only have one, this might be a good time to get two, because it does seem to be in almost every single rebel list that someone's bringing buses. Like, that does seem to be a thing of just like, if you're not bringing buses and sleeper cell, you're doing it wrong. And I am very much aware that I'm doing it wrong. So I'm just bringing the sleepers and no buses. This definitely seems to be a good thing. I'm glad to, like I said, they haven't been on any store shelves near me because everyone bought them, because they go in every, in so many lists.
They're very solid. Shadow Collective too, I forgot about our Shadow Collective peeps, but yeah, the bus running around healing Mandos is most frustrating whenever those surging red saves just get brought back from the dead. So that's also a good little goodbye for Shadow Collective players too, if you're into like the mercenary factions.
Sorry. Yeah.
Battle forces.
Yes. I think, like I said, I think this is pretty solid. Moving down more into September, we have all of the command cards for Rebel, Empire, CIS, Gar. All of this is happening on the 19th. Rebel and Empire, they are $23 for their command cards. Sis and Gar, you are looking at $18 for yours, so you have a little bit cheaper. I'm assuming just because you have less cards. I don't really know the math on that, but that seems like that's probably what it is. And I think this kind of also goes with, there's also all of the unit card packs. So you have Rebel and Empire with $27 for their unit card packs, the CIS and Gar at $22 for theirs. There's also an upgrade pack, universal upgrade pack for $30, and the Mercs have the Mercenary card set, which isn't a unit card pack. It just says Mercenary card set. Same date at $23. So yeah, it's just all of the cards are happening, all of the cards will be there. I think this is for established players, so new players, ignore all of these because you don't have any cards, or you will be buying things that have these cards in them, so you don't need any of this. In fact, established people don't need any of this because it's all print and play. So this is a vanity project if you want to spend some money on having actual cards, which yeah. I do, and I am.
That's what I'd say. I personally am getting the cards, but yeah, it's what's nice is you don't have to have it. If you want cards, though, if like that's something that is like that's something that's valuable to you, it is worth noting that the starter sets look like they don't come with the unit cards, at least from what I was looking, it looks like it's all battle cards and, I mean, command cards that come with the characters in them. So yeah. But if you do want all that stuff and you want like the actual proper cardboard, then this is something you want to buy. Or if you like print and play, just do that. So take it or leave it.
Yeah, I think that we cannot stress the print and play part of this enough, because as a brand new person looking at this and being like, oh dear God, I've decided I'm going to be Empire, and all of a sudden, do I need these cards? And I'm spending $50 on just the cards and not even the plastic yet, not even anything else. And it's just like, no, just print it.
Yep.
Just go to Staples or go upstairs to your office, print them. It's going to hurt your hands from cutting all of them out after a while, but it's free. And you can have the printed ones for official tournaments. And most of the time, if you're just playing at a local store, you don't even need printed cards. Most people are just having their list from Tabletop Admiral or whatever other site that they have that they're just like, this is my list. And they show it to their opponent and they go, okay, you know, this is what I'm doing. I like having the cards there. I like, you know, especially the ones that you have to tap and ready and all of that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm mainly getting the card packs from like a community building perspective. So like it helps to have the cards for demos and things, for example. So that's like having them there just makes it look a little bit nicer. But yeah, you definitely can get by with the print and play. You don't have to feel like you must go buy all this cardboard. I will say, initially when I printed out all the cards, I went to like Staples and did it, and I want to say it cost me somewhere around $50 total to do it that way. So if you want like copies of everything, you know, pick your poison, you know, use your best budgeting skills, do what you want.
Yeah. If you need this, cause you're going to do tournaments and you want to have actual cards, or you want to have printed out cards that look nice, you're probably paying the same amount. Like, I do appreciate that they straight up said that they were like, they're not a trading card company. They are not a card company. They are not trying to sell us on cards and have a new one of these every single year or whatever. Like, this is solely so that way all of the old stuff can match the new stuff.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that the old stuff is bad. It just means that, you know, you're going to need to print out the unit card or whatever those upgrades are and bring them to bring them with you, so that way you know what they do, and it shows current point values or also current text. I know that a thing that tripped me up was I was still using Sabine's shield and as the old text, and so I was like, okay, well, I have to recover so I can, like, recharge the shield. And hey, fun fact, it just does that now. That was a nice little added sweet thing. Yeah, so it's nice to have the current text. Make sure you look at that stuff. That matters. Even if you're not using, you know, printing out the cards or buying the cards or whatever, just knowing what the current text is, right, is very useful. So please do go look at that. And so, yeah, like I said, I'm buying this because I want to have the actual cards. But new players, you don't need this. Established players, you don't need this. No one needs this. Okay?
Just full art promos, though.
Yeah, I want to make very clear, you do not need to spend this money. You can if you'd like to, and if you want to be that person, and I think that's fine, because I think there is someone who's going to want to be that person. I am that person, and it's just like, yeah, you know, this doesn't give me an edge. This is just I like to have nice cards, and I'm going to put them in sleeves and whatnot, and we're all going to have a good time with it. But as far as like, do I need this to play the game? No. I love that everything's print and play. It's all there. So
you definitely get by.
Yeah. We did not mention, because I felt like this was a bit of a transition here, was that there is the battle card pack. The battle card pack comes with all of the battle cards and also your scoreboard and your setup board, that's also coming out on the 19th. It is $30. And I look at that and I immediately start thinking, as before, if you really want those battle cards, yes, you can buy that. However, comma, it's going to be in the starter sets.
It's in the starter.
All of that is in the starter sets. So you don't need to buy it. Right. And in fact, if you're spending $30 for the battle card packs, you should probably just pay the rest of it and get the starters.
If you're going to prioritize, like, printing something yourself, too, I would say that, like, these are the things you probably should print just because it helps it turn zero. You have to have something to flip. But, yeah, it's like Owen said, it's going to be in the starter set anyway. So if you're waiting until you get the starter sets, just get the starter set.
I also believe that there's going to be so many people that are buying multiple starters.
Right.
That this is going – this and the Essentials kit – same date of September 19th, also $30, and that's the rulers and I think some dice. And again, there are enough people that if you see if you have a community to play with, someone's gonna have an extra.
Right.
Someone's gonna have this already, and you could probably get it from them for cheaper. So as far as new players go, you're gonna be getting this in the starter sets, and you don't need it. As far as established players go, you probably already have all of this stuff. And past that, if you're somehow still want to get more rulers or more tokens or more dice or anything like that, cool. Just talk to your local scene, because I guarantee with everyone buying all of the starters that all of this will exist and someone will be like, I've got way too many dice here. Like, here's some for free or for $5, or, you know, oh, I already have the rulers here. You can have my set or whatever. Like, there are plenty of options here that I think. These two things, the battle card pack and the essentials, I give a heavy sigh to, because I'm pretty sure that nobody actively needs this.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Unless you're like truly starting from ground zero, the only thing that might be worth looking at is dice, because you only get like, I think it's like four of each in the starter, and you're gonna be like, you probably want around eight at least of each dice. So if you're buying two starters, you're gonna be set. You probably want maybe two sets of the range ruler things that could help with ease of play, but the stuff is floating around everywhere. Like, people usually have it. So unless you're in a vacuum with nobody to help you out, then you should be fine.
It's definitely not a thing that you need. It's definitely not a thing that will make things necessarily easier. And Also, if I'm not mistaken, if you're actually going to a tournament, you can't have two sets of range things out at the same time.
That is correct, technically, you're not supposed to put both down. You're not supposed to
put both down. You can have one of the eight of the of your movement tool and one of the range, but you can't have multiple range sets. So you're not even gonna use that. I mean, you know, hey, maybe
some people like to have like speed one, speed two, speed three, like laid out, but it's you're saving seconds.
So, exactly. Yeah, I definitely think. Yeah, this is stuff that I definitely think is just like you're not buying this. The only caveat that I see to it is hello people that want to play any of the mercenary factions since you don't have a starter set.
Right. Yeah, you definitely
I guess you're buying these. But again, I would strongly recommend talking to the people that you're playing with in your community and looking around, because I'm sure that someone will have extras of all of this stuff and be more than happy to get rid of it. And that's, you know, you could probably get it from them for cheaper, especially, as I said, for the starters, because everyone's... I can't think of anybody who shouldn't be buying the starters. And since we're talking about the starters... same date, September 19th. This is a very big date of things. Yeah, you get both the Empire and the Rebel starters. The CIS and GAR come later. So Empire and Rebels start us off on September 19th, and they are $100, which is five more than the promised 95 from Adepticon. And you know what? That's completely okay. I will gladly pay $100 for all of this. I can't, this is to me, this is like a full on buy regardless of who you are. If you're a new player, this is where you're starting. It's a 600 point army that you can start playing recon games right out of the box with. Awesome. Like, it has everything that you need. It's fairly cheap. $100 to have an army is pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. And like, to put things in perspective, like most of these starters have the equivalent of like 2 to 3 core units. So like two squads of Rebel Troopers is going to cost you like, or two boxes of Rebel Troopers, which they're what, like 55 a piece or something. Mm-hmm. So like you're already getting like free special forces units, free characters, free essentials kit, like all that stuff's thrown in. Definitely a great value.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the Rebel ones, I'm sorry, this is the lens I look at things. I am a Rebel player, and it's okay. I admit that, and I know that Empire is very close to the same thing. You're getting the Essentials kit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the Essentials kit is in
basically,
there. The command cards are in there, and the board, and all of the tokens, so you get, you know, you don't have to get the battle card pack. That's all included. You're getting two or three groups of core, depending on how you want to kind of play that out. A hero, so you know, you have either Luke on the Rebel side or Vader on the Empire side. And then Rebels are also getting Wookiees and Commandos. Mm-hmm. Now, I know people are going, you're not really going to be using the Wookiees, like, that's not a great unit, and I hear that, but I also look at it and going, who cares? Because everything else involved in that pack is so cheap, as you pointed out. If you're buying two Rebel Troopers, just if you wanted to buy two Rebel Trooper units, that's $100.
Yeah.
And now you get all of that and more.
For sure. Yeah, it's like thrown in just like extra prizes for buying a Rebel Troopers, essentially.
Yeah.
It's a good deal. The only reason that like a Rebel player shouldn't look at this box is if they specifically want to do only Echo Base, because it doesn't give you anything other than like the tools and rulers battle card pack. Like, you're not going to be able to use any of those plastic models for you can proxy, do what you want, but like
you don't actually Luke. He's in Echo Base, right?
Yeah, sorry. You can use Commander Luke. So you get Commander Luke, but all the other units are like you can't use in a
Because Echo you need to have the vets, not the troopers.
Right, but you could also definitely proxy troopers as vets if you needed to. Like, but if you want the actual miniatures, you're gonna want to try to snag one of those Echo Base Defenders Battle Forces if you can find them. But other than that, it's great. Like I feel like every Rebel player should pick one up, unless they're just dead set. I want Hoth only. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's my jam. Then that's something to think about.
Hey, as a Rebel player, you want this and not necessarily Echo Base is great. I loved that I started with it. It was a fantastic entry point. So if you can get it for cheap, if you can get it at all,
good for you.
It's not a bad place to start, but it's not 600 points, A. And B, you know, this is all built perfectly for an entry point and a way to go in. And also, I think that it's a stronger army to have in general than Echo Base, just because troopers are better than vets. I have tried so hard to get vets to be better than troopers, and I've just come to the conclusion after playing for a full year that I was like, no, this is bad. Like,
you got dug in now. Have you got any reps with dug in yet?
I've gotten reps with dug in. And for those that don't know, dug in is a new upgrade that was added in that will allow anybody with prepared positions to throw red defensive dice for cover once a turn, I think. There's a caveat in there that it's not all
when you haven't
time.
Activated when you don't have a face down order token.
So, oh, that's what it was. So that also feels bad because then you're like, well, I want to activate my my cores first so all of my specials can go later.
Yep.
But if you do that, you no longer have dig in because you've now flipped your token.
Right.
So it doesn't actually work that well as much as you want it to. And also, speed two movement is huge.
Yeah, the speed one, I always forget that they got knocked down to speed one. That's like slow.
And that is slow. And I have tried so hard to make that work. And it's basically, unless you're just... you're setting up shop and you're camping out somewhere, great. But otherwise, if you have to go to an objective, you want to have the speed to do the speed, because you're going to spend the entire turn, you're going to spend so many turns either moving or double moving so you don't die, or you're just going to like move a little bit out into the open, and before you can even get to the next area, you're out in the open and you're dead. Like, it's just not good. Whereas this is, you know, you're getting at least two sets, if not more, of the Rebel Troopers, which have speed to move. You're negating your surge on your offense,
right.
I do see as a drawback, but having the speed to move almost is always just better worth, in my opinion. The point of this is just, you're going to buy these. Empire players, I'm pretty sure, are going to be in the same boat of just like, hey, if you need core, this is a great way to get core. If you want to get some of the new stuff and you're already thinking about spending 50, 60 bucks on some of the other parts of this, you might as well just spend the last, you know, the $40, the last $220s,
and four more units with it.
That's just a lot of value.
A lot of plastic.
I'm not even planning on using the Wookiees as from the Rebel starter sets, but I'm still gonna get them. It's like I was already gonna get the Rebel Troopers.
You slowly start your Wookiee defender list by doing that. You know, you just keep setting them to the side.
And I also just want to preface to new players that are looking at this and just being like, but you said the Wookiees aren't good. The Wookiees aren't good now. That doesn't mean the Wookiees won't be good later. And I do feel like a lot of people in this game forget that this game is living and it exists and it changes. And... you know, I think a current thing is you can look online at various eBay and groups or in Facebook Marketplace or whatever's and things, and everybody's selling their Empire list because Empire bad, Empire not win, so sad. Everybody's selling off all of their Empire lists, and then they just made that change a couple weeks ago, and it's just like, hey, Empire lists are kind of like not the worst anymore, and I'm pretty sure, you know, given a couple new units, not that any of them are coming in 2025, but you know, hey, maybe a unit or two comes in next year and a points change happen and all of a sudden they're the best list, and it's like, okay, cool, well, so glad that you sold all of your Empire, you know, armies off.
Commanders too are coming in. That's that's gonna shake some things up for the Empire, and then the upgrades too.
So I would definitely say that even if you're looking at it and you're just going, well, I'm not using X, Y, and Z if it's of value to you, I still think that you should buy it. And even if it's not of value to you, you may want to just spend that extra $20, and now you're more future-proofed of, like, maybe that unit becomes absolutely broken and you want to have it. And congrats, you already, instead of buying it for $50 later, you spent the extra $20 now. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, hey, I understand $100 is a bit of a buy-in and not everyone's going to have that available to them at all times. You know, I get it. Money tight is a thing for players, and this is not exactly.
I was in college when I started.
Yeah,
I feel you.
Okay,
clone troopers.
I just want to say I hear those people and I see you, and I want you to know that I recognize you. But I will say that if you have $100, this is the way to go. This is 100% the way to get into the game. All new players, this is your start point. Buy. You know, not necessarily Empire Rebel if you want CIS or Gar. Those are there as well, you know. But the starter sets themselves in general, this is the point you want. You want the starters.
Yeah, you'd be spending, like, around 250-something bucks probably to get all the stuff in these sets if you bought it a la carte. So it, like, really is worth just, like, saving it up just a little bit more to get it all for 100.
Woo.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a lot, like, yeah. Think of this like a Steam summer sale, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you'd be losing money if you didn't buy it
now. Yeah, well, AMG's even been, like, completely above table, like, hey, we're gonna sell this to you dirt cheap so that you can mm-hmm. join the game and play the game and then buy the other stuff. So I mean, it's a good business model, and it's good for us, it's great for people to get into the game, can't complain. The Empire set too is also, like, super versatile. Like, from what I've seen, at least, I don't think there's any, like, there's no battle force that you can't take that Empire core set and just skew into. I mean, you do the whatever the indoor one is, you can do the Remnant, you can, like, all the Empire stuff is super accessible with the characters and the units you get there. So goodbye.
So yeah, so even on the Empire side, worth it. Rebels, worth it. Speaking of Rebels, moving our date a couple of weeks later, on October 10th, we'll have the Heroes of the Rebellion coming out, which is Luke, Leia, Han, Chewie, and Operative Luke. Commander Luke and Operative Luke. There's two models of that. So I think it's 5 total there. Am I missing anybody else out of that entire group?
I believe so.
I'm pretty sure that's everybody. And that is coming out again October 10th for $70. And I just have to say, I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed with this, and I'm a little disappointed with coming out the same day as Vader and Veers for $35. And I will say that the reason why I'm disappointed in this is that the model for Luke and the model for Vader are the same ones that you have in the starters.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wish that they weren't. Like, I understand that they're the same unit, but I kind of wish that we had a different look to them. Same unit, just different pose or whatever, because I think that makes buying these as your first upgrade from those starters so much easier
mm-hmm.
from either perspective, right? Like, the Vader one, I think, feels a lot worse because it's 50% of that. It's only Vader's and Veers.
Right.
And it's like, well, if I'm... Hello, I'm a new player. I just bought Empire, and I want to have Veers.
You're just paying $35 for Veers, basically.
Exactly. You're spending $35 for just Veers because you already have that same. Whereas, like, you know, I could kind of see a little bit of value there of just being like, well, this is a Vader that has a different pose, which, like, yeah, but it's still the same unit, but it at mm-hmm. least feels a little better. You know, I think it's just like you feel a little bit better on the inside. I also think it's just kind of looking at the Heroes of the Rebellion for people that are like, oh, I want to have Operative Luke. Cool. Are you going to spend $70 for just Operative Luke? Like,
yeah, it's
that's the only way to get Operative Luke or just Han. I am a person that just needs Han because I bought the Echo Base set. So I have Leia. Different model of Leia, but I have Leia. I have Chewbacca, you know, and I was like, okay, cool. I want to get these other people. Well, now I'm spending $70 on just, like, a couple of heroes and, like...
Right.
I think this feels bad.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It does feel bad because, like, realistically, you could also just totally use the Luke that you get in the starter set and just say, hey, this is Op Luke. I printed the cards out. Like, I think that's even tournament legal. It's 100% AMG miniature. And make sure, like, if you're at a tournament, the TO is cool with it and tell all of your opponents multiple times. there's a big difference in those characters. But, yeah, it does feel a little bit bad, though, to spend that much money on that many characters. Unless you, honestly, if I was... I would try to find the older sculpts because it's going to be a cheaper route to get the characters. Mm-hmm. If you want the new sculpts, sorry, this is what you got to do. It does feel bad to spend $100 on, like, what, 40-something miniatures, then turn around and spend 70 on five, but...
Mm. Yeah. It's like, it's a very weird thing that you're just like, wait a second, I just got so much for so cheap, and now... just for five bits of plastic I'm spending $70. Like, hey, you know, all of those are good characters to have in your list. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I Veers is a good commander to go with all of your Empire stuff as well. Like, I think both of these are things that it's like these are used units that you will want, but it does feel weird that it's kind of bundled in this way. Like, Veers could have been put in with somebody else and that would have been a much easier sell. And at least as far as the Heroes of the Rebellion, if you're brand new, $70 for this doesn't seem bad. It feels bad from the plastic standpoint, but you're like, okay, cool, I'm getting, you know, four new commanders, so I'm getting four, you know,
super versatile. Like, you can start building tons of lists with all the heroes if you don't have them.
Yeah, like, you're getting four heroes out of it, which I think is, like, not bad for it, but it does feel bad if you only want part of it. Yeah. If you're just like, oh, I just want Han and Chewie. Okay, but there is no Han and Chewie.
Yeah.
Right, you can't just buy that as the double pack for $35.
Right. Not in your stores anymore, unless they have, like, a ton of backlog. Which sometimes happens, but depending on where you're at.
Yeah, you're either buying the old sculpts or you're proxying or something, or maybe you're splitting this with somebody else, but there is no just like, oh, hey, it's Leia and somebody else for $35 and Han and Chewie for $35. Like, I think any of those would have been a good way to do it, so you can kind of a la carte it a little bit better rather than, all right, well, here's everybody in one box. And it's like, that's great if you need everybody in one box, but if you don't, this feels bad for you. This is because you're really starting to spend money on things that you either already have. Like, I don't have an operative Luke. I'm not spending $70 for just Op Luke.
Right.
Like, that's not a thing.
And I guess if you do need them all, even like the old characters were like 20s, 25, some of them even 30 a pop. So, like, if you do need all of them, it technically is, like, better than going out and buying even the old sculpts a la carte. But like you said, it does feel bad. Like, I just want Op Luke. That's where it feels bad. But
yeah,
if you're new, these are characters you're going to run, so you're going to put them on the field at some point probably. So not a bad buy, but
not bad. But yeah, it's definitely earning a
yeah, it's after riding the high of 40 miniatures for $100. Yeah. It's a little bit
coming out same day. We also are getting the custom Rebel and the custom Empire commander / operative, and that is at $40 a piece. And we don't really know what some of the things that are included in this are, so a lot of people are going kind of like, will this be worth it? I'm just going to say yes, solely on the fact that you are getting two models, which, like, two models for this much seems to be kind of on par for what things are, and also it's customizable, so you can make it whatever you want it to be. It's coming with a bunch of different pieces, and so you can make the unit that you want to make, and I think that's awesome and 100% worth the $40. Whether it's gonna be good or not on the field, who knows, who cares? Like, just for $40 to have something that you yourself are going to, It's going to be very statistically hard to find someone who has the same build that you do, that they chose, the same feet, the same head, the same legs, you know, like, that's going to be hard.
Bash too. Like, hey, that extra Stormtrooper body, or like the 50 copies of Veers that you might have laying around or something. if you're an old player, like, I'm sure there's going to be room to kit bash and make some cool stuff out of, like, extra Stormtrooper bodies or something. You know, it's going to... You can probably squeeze a few out of this. We don't know anything about what's in the box, but...
Yeah, like, we know that there's a bunch of different pieces of for you to customize with, which I'm also assuming that you can I want to kit bash out with after I make my two customizable characters. It's like, oh, hey, I've got like some cool arms laying around. Let me see if I can add those to my sleeper cell. Right? Like
my bits drawer is just
exactly. It's so a like, opportunity. I think that's going to be a pretty solid, like, hey, this is cool. We also don't have anything that's like this right now. We don't have custom things that are like this. So I think that's also just a thing that I'm excited to see in this game and in this hobby is like, see people have. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, this is my, you know, commander rebel guy or my whatever. And it looks completely different than the other five that I've seen this time. It I feel like that's so refreshing coming from staring at pretty much every single Gar and Sis player that their armies all look the same. And they're just like, no, that's Arfs with an F. And so, and I was like, they all look the same to me. You painted them all white. They've got one bit that's green or blue or purple or something. And that's the end of it.
I know all of my clone troopers' CT numbers, okay? So I don't know what you're talking about. Don't you come after my boys in blue like that.
Yeah. it's just going to be nice to see that they actually visually will look different. So. Yeah.
Well, and it also from a gameplay perspective, like these customizables are sort of filling the gap that the generics being removed has left. Mm-hmm. So like that also from like just an essentials and gameplay list building perspective things, like they're going to fill a role in most armies. Like generics were always popular. They're useful. They're a cheap activation. I mean, again, we don't know what these are points wise, but from what we've heard, at least, it seems like they're meant to sort of replace that role. So, definitely worth getting at least one.
If nothing else, they're going to look really cool the leader for whatever unit you make them the leader of, right? Like, not even ignoring the upgrade parts, right? Like, ignoring all of that, if you're just sort of like, yeah, that's the squad leader for my core, you know, snowtroopers or whatever, I'd just be like, dope. That looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that that's, you know, I will visually be able to tell which one's the leader. It will look cool. I'm okay with this. Like, I am 100% on board with these. And I think that those are things that people are going to want to be looking out for and, you know, ordering from their stores when that comes in.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. End of October, we are now moving over to the Arcs, which is just a repack.
No, actually, these are different. Different sculpts, I believe.
Oh, this is a resculpt. Okay, thank you for correcting me there. Yeah, so this is October 31st. We have resculpts of Arcs for $55. Cool.
I don't think you get Fives and Echo in this officially. I'm sure there's like a level of kit bashing you can do to do that. Yeah, because that they come out in like the Heroes of the 501st thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you got really cool Arc Trooper poses. Looks like there's, was it five of them in there, seven of them in there, so yeah, it's not, you could kind of get dicey with like splitting up boxes. Like you can buy like two and make maybe three squads if you start squeezing out and like kit bashing and stuff, but yeah, what you see is what you get. There's a whole squad of Arcs in there. You can kit bash to lengthen your numbers if you wish.
Just because I actually haven't done the off the top numbers of this, is $55 for Arcs more or less expensive than what they currently are if you're buying old sculpts?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the old sculpts are like impossible to get, but that's what they cost initially too. Like that's pretty much the same price. The old one had, I think it had more models. I want to say it had like maybe eight or nine, because you had Echoes and Fives in every one, and you could always take that model and then repurpose those two guys to some other heavy or something.
It's a question that I always just have of just like, if I am in a magical store that still has everything in stock, because some of those exist, and I walk in and I see an old box of Arcs and a new box of Arcs,
right,
which one should I be picking up?
If you're going for sheer economic, like the cheapest way to get the Arc Trooper game going, then I would get at least one of the old ones, because it's going to give you Echo and Fives. Mm-hmm. Also, though, I hate flight stands, and I'm so happy that there's no flight stands on these guys. So that is something to consider. If you like flight stands, cool, buy the old ones. Otherwise, you got to do some like Tack Rock posing and things. I have all my guys like leaned up against trees and rocks and stuff. But I'll be getting another box of these guys. They're really cool sculpts.
They look great. It.
But yeah. You get more models if you buy the original one. So do with that info what you will.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that if you're a new player and you're coming in and you see both, maybe this is a good thing for you to pick up, to look at and just be like, hey, you know, you got all the right cards. You don't have to print out any cards. So if that's a hassle that you don't want to deal with when you're looking at the old sculpts, it's like, well, hey, don't worry about that. Just buy the new one and you're good to go. You have arcs now. Congrats. You're very happy with that. Also coming out on that day for $45 will be the 3D objective tokens.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Oh, real quick, sorry. Yeah. I did just lie on the ARC Trooper thing. I had to fact check myself. It's the same amount of models. So,
belay that. Models.
It is the same amount of models. And, like, the Echo and Fives is two of the models in the original pack. So, technically, you get more generic ARCs. So
there you go.
Sorry. Apologies.
No.
Both are great buys.
Yeah. Both are good. Pivoting to the 3Ds that are also same day as the ARCs on October 31st, we'll have the 3D objective tokens and, yeah, this is a thing you can buy. You don't need it. New players, you don't need this. In fact, probably not something that's going to be on your first, like, $100 after the starter to buy. You're not coming after these. I would highly recommend that you don't also.
Printer go brr. So,
yeah, 3D printers tend to kind of do a bunch of these things, so... That's part of it. I also look at this and just go, they only give you four for the POIs.
And there's four in there.
There are several for like smaller tokens for like, you know, who's got the scanner kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But you only get four for the POIs. And I think that feels kind of bad when a bunch of the objectives you need six, right? And so
you're gonna have a couple extra.
Yeah, like even if you bought two of these, now you've got two extra, or you're just buying four and then you're using three for your side and not for your opponent's side. I don't know, it's weird. I don't like that they did that. I think that they messed with the number wrong, and I definitely feel like it's a lot of money for a thing that you... $45 just seems like a very steep price for what this is.
Definitely a sigh.
This is a sigh. I will say the one thing that I do like about this that I pointed out over on the Discord is that I want this to be prize support for every tournament that I'm in from here on out.
That'd be great. Yeah, awesome prize support. Yeah, that'd be good stuff.
I think this is a fantastic prize support thing for anybody, because it doesn't matter where you rank in the prizes. It doesn't matter like what faction you're playing. If someone handed you this and they're like, now you have official tokens to play with, you go, cool. And you'd actually like make them and paint them.
Right,
but you're not...
Worst case scenario, you got scatter terrain now. Like, what?
Exactly. You have so many options with this that I was like, this feels like a good thing that players would want, mm-hmm. but not pay for. And right. that is where I was like, prize support is exactly that thing of just like, anybody will be happy, or at least somewhat happy, if you hand this to them and be like, congrats for getting third place, you get mm-hmm. this. And they'd be like, cool, I get to have some nice POIs the next time I play. Like, they will very much look at that and not be super upset, because I think it is weird sometimes when you like, hey, I got fourth place, and they're like, cool, here's Ewoks, and you're a CIS player, and you're just like,
guess I'll start that on me.
Yeah, like, what the heck am I gonna do with these? You know, like, I feel like this is kind of like a nice neutral thing of just like, everyone can have these and use them as terrain. You can use them as actual POIs. You can build them as whatever. Everybody will have a use for this. It's fine. So for that, great. But I this is a sigh for me.
Yeah, don't need it. If you really want it, get it, but not necessary.
Yeah, it's definitely not necessary. Something that I'm sure many CIS players will think is necessary.
Definitely is necessary.
On November 7th, we have a brand new unit. We have General Grievous in his giant wheel. It's
so cool. It can be the worst unit ever. It's definitely a buy. I don't care if it's, like, trash. I'm buying one. It's going to be so cool.
Also, coming in at $60, which I don't think is that bad. $60 for this unit, right? I was I'm spending $60 for a Wheel Grievous. Like, I would do this if I was a CIS player.
Yeah, I think that technically he's probably a vehicle too, right? AA5's like 70-something, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say the AA5 is 75. I don't know how much lats are, but, like, vehicles tend to be kind of expensive, and so to have this at 60...
Definitely should get
it. November 7th is also just like the day for CIS and Republic players, because you're getting, that's when everything comes out. The B1s are coming out at 55 on that day. The clone infantry is coming out 55 on that day. Both the CIS starters and the GAR starter are coming out that day, same price at $100. And I don't know why you would be buying the B1s or the clone infantry when the starters are right there. You're probably just picking those up instead.
Yeah, like I said, it's definitely better buy to go ahead and do the starters if you just want the core unit, guys. Mm-hmm. Unless you, for some reason, just need, like, one extra and are dead set against having extra plastic models laying around, then I don't know what your business is, but you make that decision for yourself.
Yeah. So, as we said with the starters, they're great, they're there, you'll be able to get them. New unit for Gar is the Clone Marksman. Ooh. So that will be released that day. So there is some new things, and I believe there's a marksman inside of the starter.
You get ARF troopers, so ARF troopers, which they're holding the same gun but different helmets, and I don't know how different the units are gonna be.
See, this is where I just, everything on their side is just like, oh yeah, they're holding the same guns, they're just different helmets. Look,
the training regimen that an ARF trooper goes through versus a clone trooper marksman is vastly different, okay? So let me derail the podcast to clone trooper training regimens.
I'm just gonna nod my head and just go, yes, these are obviously different.
One has prepared positions. They function. They're gonna function different. We don't know what these units do. We know the unit card. We don't know like cost and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting. I think it's worth getting. If you have the old clone trooper releases, they have like the DC-15 A or B, whatever. The long rifle was a heavy that was included. So if you have some of those guys, throw them in there to supplement this. I mean, you can splice them in, try to make one box into two or something like that. But yeah, clone troopers with long guns, we love it.
Yeah, so you are getting the starters there, so you'll have also the clone marksman. Maybe that's going to be crazy good. We don't really know what they're up to yet. You're also getting the custom Jedi and the custom TAC droids. So those are the CIS and Republic custom figures that they're going to get. Same price, $40 for those. Again, I don't see why anyone's not buying those, because that just seems like stuff that they're going to want to have. You know, I think anybody wants their customs, and so it's just solid buy on that part. You know, the starters, again, solid buy. Going back to the cores, if you need them, you can, but you most likely are going to be picking those up with the starters rather than just the... Rather than just them solo.
Yeah. It's like anytime that you're like, I need a core unit, then ask yourself the question, do I have an extra $45? If the answer is, do I have extra $45, and do I want like 30 more miniatures?
Yeah.
It's just a question you should ask, answer that question, and then buy accordingly.
Yes. Yeah. I definitely think you're probably going to be like, yeah, all right, you know, maybe there's at least a nice smattering of things. You know, you're getting there's ARCs and ARFs and a Jedi Guardian and Obi-Wan inside of that. Yeah. And I think Obi-Wan is a different sculpt than what we've seen previously.
Yeah, new Obi-Wan.
So, you know, even there, you're just like, all right, well, if I need a core trooper and I guess I can get the Obi-Wan doing the cool pose too. Like, there's value in that. I definitely foresee that. If nothing else, there might just be value in just being like, hey, I'll grab the extra dice and the cards and rulers and whatnot. So I strongly think that that's probably going to be still, you know, no matter what, that's going to be in your buy category. So new players, if you're CIS and Republic, you're going to be staring at November 7th as your big day for fun stuff. If you're looking at Empire or Rebels, that's going to be on September 19th. And then you'll have a couple things in October that'll kind of pad some time in between. And that's, like I said at the start of the cast, I'm pretty sure that that's it for the year. That's what we've got.
That's what we got so far. So unless there's a surprise announcement.
Yeah, you know, pending them being like, oh, hey, look.
which does happen. they do love to do that sometimes. So
they do love doing that. I'm sure that between now and when this releases, they're going to announce 8 more things, and we're going to have to redo the entire thing.
Write new articles.
But, yeah, like, I think that you're probably going to be doing this, you know? The starters look great, and like I said, you know, if you're wondering what of these things are of value, the answer is a lot of them are, and you're probably looking at it. Is there anything particular that you're looking at with the CIS and Republic there?
Yeah, I mean, like, the CIS and Republic starters are also similar to Empire, extremely versatile. Like, all those units are usable pretty much across the board. With any, I mean, Wookiee Defenders, if you want to run Wookiee Defenders and maybe hold off on the Clone Wars set. But, like, other than that, it's pretty versatile. You, like, 501st builds out of it with the Republic. The droid one, like, every list, I think, can take B2s and B1s. Like, you need that stuff. Yeah, it's nice. Because what's nice with the Republic and the CIS starters is, like, ARC Troopers are really good. People like B2s really a lot, too. So, like, every one of those units in there, it's like, if I'm going to buy one of... You ask that same question, do I have 45 more bucks? Do I want all this other crap? And then buy accordingly. But super pumped. Also, the new customizables. People have been wanting the Jedi, like a customizable Jedi or like generic Jedi since like the very beginning. So at least ever since I started playing, that's something that people have wanted. So happy that that's finally coming. Kit bash those Jedis together.
I definitely want to see more Jedi on the field. Mm-hmm. And I say that in a way of also less powerful Jedi, but I want to see more Jedi, right? Yeah. Like, I don't want to just, like, have a wall of nothing but the best Jedis, and they're just, like, they will win no matter what you do.
I just assemble the Avengers and just bring the whole Jedi Council, and that's
Don't want that. But I do kind of want to see more Jedis that aren't just Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Right.
Like, in lists and on the field and just being like, oh, yeah, like, that is part of the identity of the Republic faction. Mm-hmm. And I do want to see that being portrayed on the field, even when I play against them, of just, like... They should have a Jedi with them. There should be a Jedi somewhere that's not just the big name ones that are you know the apprentices and whatever. And so
it's starting to get that way too. Yeah, because you could do like you could run like the Jedi Guardians and then like run the generics, maybe a like a name Jedi. So you could put like a bunch of lightsabers on the field potentially. Could be really fun.
I will say I did clock when I was looking at all the different options that the Jedi custom have is that there is a way that you can make somebody that looks a little bit like Basila from Knights of the Old Republic. So yes. You know what? Here you go, everybody who's been asking for a Knights of the Old Republic list. Ta-da! You're
pretty close.
We're getting closer. You might actually be able to have that as like an official. You know, an official unit there of just like, all right, yeah, there's Basila. You know, you can buy the Republic one or the Rebels one and kit bash it. And there's what was his name? It started with a Z. That was from Knights of the Little Republic 2. He had a little droid with him.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name. Dang. I think I have a print of the miniature, too. Oh, well.
Yeah, but like,
I forget what his name is. But
hey,
comment in the chat below.
Yeah, so I think we're getting some options there that will also push things outside of just, you know, for those that are always just like, I want to see the Old Republic, and be like, well, buy some of the stuff, and you might be able to kit bash to the Old Republic, and then you know, proxy the rest of it, and we're close. I think there's options there, and so I think that's very cool. But yeah, so I definitely look at that and just go, hey, like, there's some cool options, and I'm very much looking forward to it. It feels like, you're with this game, so you've been with this game, so you tell me. But it feels like this game is now alive.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like the right word for it, but at least from the past year that I've played and I've been involved in starting with this from 2.6, it felt very stagnant. There wasn't a lot of new stuff. It felt very much just kind of like I was running in place.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm running in place anymore.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I sympathize with the sentiments of like it being stagnant, especially if like players have been playing for a really long time and like really have that competitive edge and figure the game out really quickly. So it can feel a little bit slow in that regard. But with this roadmap of stuff coming out, we're going to get new objectives. Hopefully maybe next year, I think is what they were hinting at. Like, this is a good time. The wave is upward right now. So there's a lot of exciting stuff. I think the game's fun to play right now myself. But, like, if you are kind of bored with the game state currently, it's on the way. Like, there it's, help is on the way. It's going to get shaken up a lot. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it doesn't even seem, not even just from, like, a gameplay perspective of switching things up. Because, like, I think it's been fine. With just the trickle that they've had over the past year, because I mean I'm new to this, right? Like, yeah. I don't know any better, and I'm having a good time with it. But even from that, it just feels very exciting that there's other stuff happening.
Yeah,
that it's not
just
like, cool, here's an announcement, something changed, and for, you know, like, we gotta wait 4 months for something new to hit or something different to be there. Whereas now it's just like, from here to the end of the year, pretty much every single month, there's something that's going to be different on the board.
There's a ton of stuff that's coming, like, every month. Starting in September, it's just, well, technically August, but
yeah
we're getting, like, multiple releases each month. That's awesome. That's great news.
And even if it's just stuff that we already have sculpts of, or we're getting new sculpts of, and so it's already units that we have, it's like, I still think that's good, because I'm seeing more of that on the shelf at my store, so I feel like that's telling people that there's more stuff happening in the game, there's different stuff that's there now, and so I'm like, yeah, there's more stuff here, there's there's new releases, there's stuff that, like, you know, maybe you didn't want to get anything new, but now there's something there that's like, yeah, okay, I got $50 from work or whatever, and there's I could use an extra one of these. I could get another A5. I can get another one of those troops. Like, you know, seeing that there's stuff finally back on the shelves and it's not just like everything you need is sold out.
Right. Yeah, it's like it's very necessary for game state health. And like, one, I love bringing new players into the game. We'll play every Thursday night. People walk by. You plug them into like whatever Discord, Facebook group, and then like they're always, okay, what do I get? And it is hard to be like, oh, well, just wait. But even if we had, like, if you had full stock of everything that was FFG, it was still kind of difficult to get into the game. You were like, okay, so if you want to get into the game, you need to buy, like, 3 core sets, find somebody to split it with, do, like, all this math, buy this. This is like, no, buy that, maybe 2 of that, and then a couple of these, and then, like, okay, you're good to go. It's a lot easier to get into the game.
The boxes definitely give us a nice entry point, even, you know, and we'll do an entire episode on how to get into this, like, that will happen, so new players, please continue, you know, subscribe here and continue watching, because we will give you an episode of like how to get into this. But yeah, it does feel a lot better, and it does look a lot better. There's like, here's the stuff, like, yeah, like here, we can point to something now and just be like, there,
yeah,
that's what you need.
That, yeah, you don't have to explain like this crazy buy sell strategy to get in and out without like spending an arm and a leg.
Yep. I appreciate that there's something so simple now that like, even when I see like kids and parents that stop by and they're like, what are you doing? Oh, Star Wars. That's cool. And you know, how do I get into that or whatever? And I can just point to one thing on the shelf and just been like, just pick that up.
Yeah.
We'll see you next Thursday.
Yeah. Especially with, like parents that are like trying to buy for their kiddos and things. That's like, that's all, like, it's so much easier to be like, go get that, versus like, okay, mom, you need to buy this and then sell half of it on Facebook. Like, you know, it's just it's a kind of a round wild goose chase to get everything settled, but this is gonna be a lot easier. I'm very excited. Customizers would be great too.
I'm excited too. I think there's a lot of stuff here for new players, there's a lot of stuff here for returning players, there's a lot of stuff here for existing players, like, just all in all, game seems like it's going to be in a good place for the next couple of months, and make sure that you're listening here as we talk about those things as they're released, how they're affecting the game. You know, Notorious Scoundrels, I'm sure, already has like 8 minis breaking down every single one of those and how to use them effectively. So go check those out as well, because that, you know, we're here to talk about the fun of the game. They will teach you how to play it better. So make sure that you're just looking at all of the Fifth Trooper and everything that we have to offer you, because we're gonna make sure that
quality content. Yeah.
we got you covered. We'll have everything covered, every angle, because you know what we do this for?
The love of the game.